Chapter 6. Leaning back against a tree trunk in a secluded area of base, Callus chewed his lip, stared at his datapad, and considered what ought to be the final lines of his Hollow novel. At one point, he toyed with the idea of killing Tull in a dramatic, self-sacrificing fashion. But he also recently overheard Sabine and Hera complaining about a different serialized Hollow novel that had garnered some popularity after Heart's Rebellion. Apparently, that novel introduced an antagonistic Imperial character not unlike Tull, had them undergo a change of heart, and then promptly killed them off while saving the ensemble of heroes. Sabine and Hera's words had been particularly cutting when they expressed their opinions about redemption arcs via character death. Callus was on the fence about the trope himself, he could admit. Furthermore, Callus selfishly wanted to give Tull a happy ending. There was no harm in letting his fictional counterpart have the kind of life Callus might never achieve himself, a vicarious bit of wish fulfillment. Once Callus finished the final action sequence, Tull and Alec's story was the last bit of plot thread that needed tying, and Callus wasn't sure what he ought to do. A big, melodramatic confession scene full of flowery words and saccharine sentimentality was out of the question. Both characters rebelled at the mere thought in Callus's mind. Neither of them possessed that kind of personality. They left such displays to the main couple, specifically Rek. Their more emotionally overwrought scenes tended to revolve around morality and coming to terms with the consequences of their actions and the power of choice. To make their confession scene too similar to the ways in which they navigated such somber topics felt not wrong exactly, but also not quite right. But he didn't want their resolution to be understated or stiff or outright comedic like some of their other scenes together happened to be. He wanted it to stand out from the almost confessions and near flirtations that made up much of their storyline together. He needed their final scene to feel substantive, but not as if he were forcing them together at the last possible moment. It was difficult. Callus sighed, pushing his hair out of his face. He wrote the beginning and middle of the story. He could write the ending as well. If Callus was anything, Tenacious was certainly it. He would see Heart's Rebellion through to the end, even if it killed him. Cracking his fingers, then his neck, Callus focused and started writing. Tull and Alec stood at the top of the hill, watching as fire and smoke rose up from the burning Imperial prison. The political prisoners, whose only crimes were criticizing the Emperor or being in the wrong place at the wrong time, fled in stolen ships and speeders, some joining up with the other members of the rebel team that had incited the prison break and explosion, others making their own way. With the Imperial prison's communications tower down, everyone would be long gone by the time the Empire figured out what had happened. "Now that's a damn pretty sight," Alec sighed, hands on his hips. Feeling a sense of satisfaction as the communications tower crumbled to nothing more than scorched debris, Tull smiled sharply. "Yes, I'm rather fond of it myself." Alec turned to face Tull, eyes shining. Tull smiled up at him, feeling freer than he had in some time. "Tull." Alec's smile gentled into something soft and hesitant. Tull's heart raced, his own grin falling. Though he felt that now familiar pang of vulnerable want he always felt when Alec paid him any kind of attention, he couldn't bring himself to look away. "You're happy, right?" Alec's serious expression was struck through with worry. "With what happened? Defecting? Joining the rebellion? You're happy it happened?" "Happy." Tull trailed off with a short laugh. "An interesting word for it. We are in a war, you know." Alec's expression began falling, and Tull quickly clarified. "But yes, I wouldn't have it any other way, Alec. If it weren't for you, if you hadn't made me see what I blinded myself to, I would never have the chance at happiness. Now I do. And I am, I suppose, much of the time. Certainly more so than I can ever remember being since I was a child." Alec's disappointment eased, but his smile did not return. Tull fought with himself, with the risk that bearing his emotions posed. But in the end, if there was even the slightest chance he could make Alex smile, even for a moment... "I'm particularly happy when I'm with you," Tull confessed, voice raspy and low. Alex stood up straighter, mouth falling open. "Tull, you... I don't think I've ever met a being who makes me smile quite as much as you," Tull continued on while he was still brave enough to speak the words, "and who I want to make smile. So thank you for that." His voice went stiff and awkward, and he cursed himself, his inability to express what he was feeling, what Alec meant to him. "You don't have to thank me," Alec said at once, shaking his head, shaking his whole body as if he needed to deny it with his entire self. "I do, though," Tull corrected. "You're the best person I've ever known, Alec, and I mean that." Alec's jaw dropped open once again, the Zygarian still at a loss for words. "Tull, ugh." Biting out his frustration, Alec grabbed Tull by the shoulders and yanked him in, nuzzling at the side of his face in a tender, affectionate gesture that had Tull's entire body heating. "Alec?" Tull asked creakily. "You're infuriating," Alec murmured into the crook of Tull's neck. "And particular, and annoyingly stubborn. And you've just said the most romantic thing I've ever heard while an Imperial prison smolders to ruin behind us." "I'm sorry?" Tull tried, still trying to get his body and mind to respond to any sort of rational signal. So far, all he had managed to do was grab at Alec's vest and hang on for dear life. Something he rather enjoyed, but also something that showed just how much he'd come to care for the smuggler. "Don't be," Alec growled. "It's criffing perfect." Alec pulled away, which Tull didn't particularly enjoy, but then he leaned back in and placed a careful human kiss to Tull's lips. Tull gasped, an involuntary noise he quickly stifled. "I never thought much of human shows of affection," Alec mused, eyes boring into Tull's. "But if they get noises like that out of you..." Alec pulled him into another embrace, warm and strong and all-encompassing. Tull felt as if his heart was about to escape. Perhaps the poets had been right about this particular emotion. Tull laughed, joy burbling up. "I love you." Face pressed into Tull's hair, Alec whispered, "I know." Alec slowly lowered his mouth down to Tull's ear, fangs nipping at the shell of it. "I love you too." Callus. Zeb's voice interrupted Callus's flow, forcing him out of the world of Heart's Rebellion. "There you are. Been looking everywhere for you." "Zeb?" Callus nearly winced at the shock in his voice. "Sorry, didn't mean to startle you," Zeb offered, scratching the back of his neck. He eyed the datapad in Callus's hand. "Usually a lot harder to get the drop on you. What you working on?" Callus cleared his throat and aimed for casual. "Nothing, it's just... a project." Zeb's ears flattened and his eyes narrowed in suspicion. "What kind of project?" "A secret kind," Callus sniffed, laying in on his clipped accent. "What can I do for you, Zeb?" Zeb continued eyeing him with a friendly kind of wariness. "Nothing serious. Just had a few hours free and figured I'd come see what you were up to. Been a while since we've hung out, just you and me." Callus melted at that. Smiling up at Zeb, Callus nodded. "Sounds like a worthwhile use of my time. I've already finished what they needed me for today." "Then what's with the super secret project?" Zeb hummed, waving a hand at the datapad. Callus clutched it closer. "It's a personal project." "Personal project?" Zeb's suspicion gave way to delighted interest. "You finally listened to me and picked up a hobby that wasn't fighting or fixing droids." "I have more hobbies than that," Callus argued, rising to his feet and moving ever so slightly away from Zeb so his curious eyes couldn't catch sight of what he'd been writing. "Espionage and intelligence work is work, not a hobby," Zeb sighed, repeating their old argument. "What kind of project is it?" "Nothing really interesting," Callus tried to deflect. "What did you want to do?" "I was thinking we play a game of cards, maybe bring some food up to that spot we like for lunch. But now I'm thinking you tell me all about this special project of yours." Zeb grinned so wide and genuine that Callus couldn't even bring himself to get defensive or snippy. "I don't think I should tell you," Callus finally admitted, hiding the datapad behind his back. Zeb's ears lowered and his grin dropped, and Callus felt like a monster. "Well, Criff, why not? As I said, it's a secret." "And no one else knows?" Zeb asked, now interested in this aspect, though he stopped pressing about the Hollow Novel itself. "Chopper discovered it," Callus admitted, "and I fear Hera and Sabine may suspect, though I've never told them." "Wow, that is pretty secret," Zeb mumbled, scratching at his chin. "That all?" "That is all," Callus admitted. Zeb leveled a persuasive smile his way. It was very persuasive, and Callus could feel his resolve crumbling. "And you're sure I can't know?" Sucking in a deep breath, Callus confessed, "I think you'll be disappointed if you know." Waving him off, Zeb scoffed good-naturedly. "Ah, come on, I won't pry if you really don't want me knowing, but I'm hardly gonna be disappointed." "You don't know that," Callus muttered darkly. "Unless you're actually a triple agent or some nonsense like that, we're fine," Zeb dismissed easily. And the thing was, Callus suddenly wanted to tell Zeb. Zeb was his best friend. He didn't hold any presumptuous opinions about being nearly as important to Zeb as Zeb was to him, but that didn't change the fact that in all the galaxy, Callus preferred Zeb to everyone else. And Zeb cared about Tull and Alec's story, wrong though his thoughts about Alec may have been. Callus was overcome with the desire to have Zeb be the first person to read the ending, to see what happened to Tull and Alec. Callus hesitated for another moment more before caving into his desire. "You must swear not to tell anyone else, not even Kanan." "If Hera knows, Kanan probably knows," Zeb pointed out apologetically. "I assumed as much, but it's the principle of the thing," Callus acknowledged. Zeb promised, "On my honor." That was more than enough for Callus. Handing over the datapad, Callus allowed his fears to speak for him. "Remember, I warned you might be disappointed." Zeb stuck out his tongue and blew a rude noise, attention fixed on the datapad. "Charming," Callus muttered dryly, though he was mostly being honest. Eyes growing wide, Zeb asked, "Was there an update today? Sabine usually tells us." "There wasn't an update," Callus said carefully. Zeb's gaze darted between Callus and the datapad. His brow furrowed in confusion. Callus once more found himself chewing on his lip, nerves getting the better of him. "No," Zeb whispered, voice rounded with shock. "You're joking." "I am not," Callus corrected stiltedly. "This whole time, you've been the author?" Zeb asked, still looking between the datapad and Callus. "You write Heart's Rebellion?" Callus swallowed. "Every word." "You're joking," Zeb shouted, jumping up and down. "I am completely serious." Zeb's grin was at once big and bright. "You old romantic." Callus feigned indifference, dusting a non-existent speck from his shoulder. "Wait, is this the last chapter ever?" Zeb ogled the datapad with a covetous desire. "The very last," Callus confirmed. "I want you to read it and tell me what you think." "You do?" Zeb's grin was back and blinding. "I do," Callus nodded, not meeting Zeb's eyes. "It does still need to be edited and proofread, but it's essentially done. I'd like your opinion on it." Zeb dropped to the ground with an open glee that brought a smile to Callus's face. He read voraciously, expression rapt, while Callus hovered awkwardly, torn between being immensely pleased and immensely terrified. After a few moments, Zeb glanced up and frowned. Worry that something was wrong with his writing struck through Callus, assuaged the second Zeb said, "What are you doing standing there?" He then pat the forest floor beside him, offer clear, and went back to reading. Callus hesitated, but Zeb mumbled, "If you don't sit down, I'll go over there, grab you up, and make you sit. And I just got to the Imperial prison break, so I'll be real annoyed about being interrupted, which means I won't be all that gentle." Huffing at the threat, Callus closed the space between them and sat beside Zeb. Zeb smirked, smug as could be, though his gaze didn't stray from the words. Callus thought about looking over into Zeb's hands and reading the Hollow novel alongside him, but he quickly decided that'd be entirely too anxiety-inducing. Instead, Callus made himself be still and quiet and patient, basking in Zeb's company and the tranquil noises from the jungle and the slight tap of Zeb's claws on the datapad as he read on. Callus closed his eyes, falling into a restful, not quite sleep, not quite meditation. A sniffle broke through the calm sounds around them. Callus's eyes snapped open. "Are you crying?" Callus asked, as aghast as he was the first time Zeb cried in front of him over the Hollow novel. "Again? It's really beautiful," Zeb defended, rubbing at his eyes with the back of his hand. "They're gonna be so happy together." "Yes, Zeb, it's a romance," Callus huffed, amused and fond and at a loss for what else to say. "I liked it a lot," Zeb informed him, still sniffling, but not as noticeably. "Yes." Callus could barely repress his smile, try though he might. "I don't know how else to tell you. It's really good." Zeb nodded, voice a bit thick as he passed Callus his datapad back. "Perfect ending." Callus couldn't help it. He accepted the datapad and grinned uninhibited, happiness on full display. "I'm very glad to hear that, Zeb. Thank you. Your opinion means more to me than I could ever say." Looking up from the Hollow novel he put so much of his free time into, Callus was surprised to see Zeb staring at him, jaw slack. Assuming this was Zeb's continued unexpected response to the Hollow novel's ending, Callus kept grinning as he chuckled, "Zeb, I love you." Callus froze. "Carabast," Zeb swore, rising from where he sat and making to run away. "Why'd I say that? I shouldn't have said anything." "No," Callus shouted, tossing his datapad aside before springing up and tackling Zeb before he got too far. "You—" As they both hit the ground, Zeb rolled them to cushion the fall, cradling the back of Callus's head with one protective hand, firmly grasping Callus's hip with the other. They rolled an extra rotation, carried by the momentum of Callus's tackle and their combined size. Callus ended up on top, staring through the fall of his hair at Zeb. Zeb winced as if bracing for a strike. "I love you too," Callus rushed out. Zeb's green eyes snapped open. "You what?" "I love you too," Callus reiterated at once, fingers digging into the ground on either side of Zeb's head. There was a leaf and some stray bits of soil and moss stuck to Zeb's fur. Callus brushed them away, taking care with it. Slowly, Zeb reached up and carted at Callus's hair, taking out a few bits of forest as well. "You love me?" Zeb barked out a disbelieving laugh. "Yes," Callus told him without hesitation, still hovering above Zeb. They stared at each other, smiling like idiots. Then Zeb panicked. "Your datapad!" Callus yelped as Zeb stood without warning, still clinging to Callus as much as Callus clung to him. Jostled, Callus locked his legs around Zeb's waist and threw his arms around his shoulders. "Garazeb!" Callus snapped. Zeb carried him with ease despite Callus's scrambling, gaze searching over the forest floor with unbridled desperation. "I can't believe you just tossed it! That's the end of Heart's Rebellion you might have just lost!" "Are you serious?" Callus growled. "That's not an excuse to just manhandle me without so much as a by your leave." Ignoring Callus's complaints, Zeb asked with a low whine, "What if it's cracked? What if it's damaged and you can't recover any of the data?" Tensing in Zeb's hold, a shiver of very real fear worked its way through his entire being. "Criff, you're right. Find it." "I'm looking." "And watch where you're stepping," Callus cautioned, even as he looked around from his perch in Zeb's embrace, eyes scanning the forest floor. "What do you think I'm doing?" Zeb huffed, adjusting his firm grip on Callus. "At the moment, I think you're copping a feel," Callus informed him, quirking his eyebrow. Zeb went still, lips twisting sheepishly. His hands still didn't move, nor did he make any attempts to set Callus down. Sorry. "I never said I minded," Callus murmured, ignoring his blush when Zeb relaxed and chuckled breathily in his ear. Then, much louder, "Zeb, there!" Zeb followed the direction of Callus's triumphant gaze and snatched up the datapad with an excited noise. It was completely fine. "I'll keep hold of this till we get somewhere safer," Zeb informed him, tucking the datapad into his jumpsuit before striding his way through the forest. "You're still carrying me," Callus noted. "I know," Zeb nodded. "Zeb, where are you carrying me?" "To your room." "My room?" Zeb's already deep voice reached a hitherto unknown register that had Callus's thighs tensing reflexively. "Well, I bunk with a noisy, annoying teenager with magic powers, so I figured your room will have to do." "A wise choice," Callus rasped. "You will put me down before we reach the common areas where people might see us." "Oh, I will I? If you want to do what I think you want to do with me in my fortunately empty room, then yes, Garazeb Aurelius, you will." "Noted," Zeb huffed fondly. "But until then..." "Are you nuzzling me?" Zeb asked, sounding absolutely delighted. "Yes," Callus informed him primly, voice muffled by Zeb's neck. His own facial hair rubbed against Zeb's fur in a very, very satisfying manner. Callus breathed in deeply, surrounding himself in Zeb. Sharp fangs nipped at the space between Callus's neck and shoulder, making him jolt in pleasure. "Did you just bite me?" Callus inquired dreamily, bringing his face up from where it was pressed against Zeb. "Absolutely," Zeb purred smugly. "Do it some more when we get to my quarters," Callus requested. Zeb let out a growled curse, and just like that, Callus was thrown over his shoulder. While Callus felt completely comfortable and safe in Zeb's grasp, he was also very aware of how this looked. "Zeb!" Grip secure, Zeb started running, leaping off large stones and fallen tree trunks that would have been obstacles to anyone else. "It's faster this way." Zeb was doing an excellent job of keeping hold of Callus, but he moved so quickly and with such agility that it was a bit of a bumpy ride. Callus thought to protest, but Zeb made an excellent point. Callus relaxed as much as he could while he bounced against Zeb's shoulder. "Fair enough." Zeb chuckled warmly, rough-edged and tinged with want. His breathing grew ever so slightly louder as he scaled a fallen piece of temple wall, making his own shortcut to the wing of the temple base in which Callus resided. "You believe in happily ever afters?" Zeb asked. Callus raised an eyebrow, even though he knew Zeb couldn't see it. Perhaps he'd sense it. If anyone could pick up on that sort of thing from Callus, it was Zeb. Callus thought the answer was fairly obvious, considering Zeb now knew he'd authored Heart's Rebellion. He even possessed the evidence. "I believe you're carrying proof that I do," Callus pointed out. Zeb squeezed Callus's thigh. "That I am, Alexander. That I am." The end. Author's end notes. Ezra, sniffling. Sabine, "You okay there, pal?" Ezra, "It's just..." Sabine, "You can tell me anything." Ezra, "Why didn't Tull go with Alec? They could have both fit in the escape pod. He didn't need to buy him time, and definitely not like that." Sabine, pulling up a chair. "Chopper, bring me 2 portions of rations, a large carafe of calf, 2 mugs, and the datapad with my annotated copy of Heart's Rebellion. We're going to be here a while." The end for real.
"I've written you down now. You will live forever. The var choosing the var sound. You will live forever. I've written you down.